welcome. Open your hearts to receive the words of righteousness declared to equip us against the words of darkness. Hearken to these holy words and be empowered to rule and reign.
Come, can we welcome one or two people this afternoon? We welcome to the Shofar teaching. So let's see how the Lord will help us. I'm trying to see how to make sure that I am very didactic with the teaching, because the Lord is opening multiple burdens to this multiple angles to this burden of becoming the Lamb's bride. And I want to make sure that I attend to all of the sides. Like I said, I don't see it as just a message for the shofar. I see the Lord already granting us direction for the whole year. Can we all say amen? Amen. All right, so let's see the book of Revelation. So picking up from Thursday again last week, let's lay blocks again. The book of Revelation. So like I said, the actual book of Revelation is a book of prophecy that is meant to perfect service for servants so that they can come into worship. So the purpose of the book of Revelation is to prepare a bride that will become God's tabernacle of worship. What did I say? So the book of Revelation, which are the sayings, what the Bible calls true sayings, the purpose of this particular book, because you have the book of prophecy in the book of Revelation. Now, the book of Revelation itself is made up of three things. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1. Let's just see that. The book of Revelation is made up of three things. It is made up of the Word of God, the testimony of Jesus, and all things that he saw. So let's read from verse 1. Now, one of the reasons why we are waiting on this book is because the book of Revelation is key to perfecting of the bride. What did I say? So there's no way you can perfect the bride without the actual revelation of Jesus Christ. You need the full revelation of Jesus for the perfection of the bride. So you could see that the book ended with the vision of an adorned bride. We see that in Revelation 21 and 22. In Revelation 19, we saw the bride had made herself ready. So the bride will not be made ready until the content of the book of God or the book of the Lamb is fully unveiled. So there has to be the unsealing of the book for the perfection of the bride to be ready. Can we all say amen? So the bride will not be made ready until the prophecy of the book is taught. What did I say? Of the prophecy of the book is taught. So we see that, we see the vision, we see the perfection of the bride in Revelations 21 and 22. We saw an adorned bride that was the dwelling of God. So it takes a perfected bride to become God's tabernacle of worship. What did I say? I can't hear you. So, to become God's tabernacle of worship, you must have finished service in worship. Service. And when you say service in the kingdom of God, it's not what we call service. Like serving in church departments. Thank God for that. Service is how you are sent to God. What did I say? And the will of God is a template for service. So in the kingdom of God, service is how you are built up. Or service is how you are raised. when you are serving God, you are being raised or you are being built up, it is through service that we are being built up to become an house for his dwelling. All right? We become an house of his dwelling. Can we all say amen? Just let me. Become an house of his dwelling. Glory to God. I can't hear you say amen. So the template for service is the will of God. All right? Now, so we can now see that the tabernacle is a service, is an order of service unto God. The tabernacle is how you come to God, and you come to God through service. So outer court and holy place are dimensions of service, because the will of God is the template for service. So it takes the revelation of the will of God to generate service. And service is how you come to God. What did I say? No, service is how you come to God, and service is how you depart from sin. So to come to God, you have to serve the will of God, and to depart from sin, it is serving God that causes you to break service to sin. So even though people are born again, they are still serving sin. Why are they serving sin? Because sin and death is still running in their members. So without service to God, you can't break the service to sin. Can we all say amen? Amen. So in the outer court and holy place, oftentimes outer court is always oftentimes condemned. It's because people don't understand that the outer court in Moses' tabernacle is the inner court in Solomon's temple. So that outer court is not really outer. It's not the court of the Gentiles. The outer court is the court of Levi. So in the temple of Solomon, there is an outer court. It's called the court of the Gentiles. Can we all say amen? Amen. What I say the outer court is the court of the Gentiles. So in the book of Revelation, when you see the Bible says the outer court was trodden down and given to the Gentiles, it was not referring to the outer court of Moses. It's not talking about Moses' outer court or the outer court of the tabernacle of Moses. It's talking about the court of the Gentiles. So there's an outer court of the Gentiles in the temple of Solomon. They now have inner courts. They now have sanctuary. They now have most holy. Can we all say amen? Amen. So why I'm saying this is that in the outer court, using now the tabernacle of Moses and the holy place, what you use for service is called the will of Christ. What did I say you use for service? So in the outer court, you begin with the good will. And the good will takes you into the sanctuary where you start the acceptable will. So the acceptable will is it climaxes at the altar of incense. The acceptable will, the service of the acceptable will, climaxes at the altar of incense in what you call the acceptable time. So actually, will goes with year. So goodwill begins the good year. The acceptable will begins the what? Acceptable year. So both the good and acceptable year, there are a kind of service that you do in the outer court and in the sanctuary to prepare you for the service of God. So service in the outer court, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
This is very important. I'm not even going into my message. Can we say amen? Amen. Service in the outer court and the holy place is called service to God. So when you finish the good year and acceptable year, you become a servant to God. a servant to God, meaning that you are now going Godward. You can now make progress to begin to serve God. You don't serve God because you got born again. You serve God when they begin to teach you will. So you now see why Paul was raised. Paul was raised as a teacher of service to God. Because Paul was sent to Gentiles. Gentiles were serving door by doors. We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. They did service. Were led. That leading is service. So when you are led, what are you doing? Oh, you are not answering me very well. So you can see our fathers. He says, you know that ye were Gentiles. Carried away unto these dumb minders. Even as you were led. So you can put, even as you served. So we served what? We served dumb idols. So to break service to dumb idols, they have to teach you the will of Christ. Which is a prerequisite will to prepare you for service of God. It's very important. Even before they teach you will of Christ, they will have to teach you milk of Christ. So you know that milk of Christ is actually part of Christ. It is just a secretion. You know, because, amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Milk comes out of food that you eat. So actually, the source of the milk of Christ is the doctrine of Christ. So the milk of Christ will actually lead you to the meat. Because the meat is the secretion of the milk. Oh, you're not getting me. What does a woman eat to have milk? Solid food. So it is meat of Christ that secretes the milk of Christ. So that is why the milk of Christ will bring you to Christ. The milk of Christ should bring you to Christ. All those things, they are also a measure of service. Just that when you are taking milk, you have not entered the tabernacle at all. Can we say amen? The purpose of milk is to close the Red Sea. Leaving Egypt, close the Red Sea behind you. So if you have taken milk well, you have left Egypt. Can we say amen? Amen. And when I mean Egypt, actually I mean Goshen. And close the Red Sea. So by the time you take good milk, you should not be mixed multitudes. By the time you have end close, you know, because some people followed death from Egypt, that they were not part of Goshen. You didn't get what I'm saying. Egyptians that went because they wanted protection. They are the ones that stressed them in the wilderness. They are mixed multitudes, yes. So milk, good milk, because when you say milk, we must define what milk is today. Good milk should close the Red Sea behind you and prepare your heart for the tabernacle. So milk is training in camp. Camp. Closes Egypt behind you, takes you through the camp. So journey through the camp. All those righteousness and milk, they are very good. They prepare your heart to enter the tabernacle. Because entering the tabernacle is entering the kingdom. Nobody's saying amen.
Amen.
So you have not entered the kingdom with milk. You have not entered. That soul has not entered kingdom. It's still being prepared to enter kingdom. And when you enter the kingdom, the first allocation of kingdom you enter into is the kingdom of Christ, which are the first two courts. I'm teaching you service. So, right from Holy Ghost, they are already preparing you for service. Holy Ghost is priming the soul for service. You now see the reason why people cannot serve God. It's because, number one, there's even a default at milk level. Someone that took religion and tradition. Mixture, you know. Some people don't know how to call mixture. They say mixture. Oh, mixture, lomu mixture. Amen. And it is milk. It's not meek. Amen. What did I say it is? Ever say milk? No, say milk. I want to say your tongue. Say milk. It's not meek. Amen. Amen. It's milk. You know, after that learning, I'm upgrading my diction too. Yes, you should be improving now. Why should you be at the same level? You want to say exaltation. Say exaltation. It's not exaltation. It's exalt. Exalt. Amen. You want to say session. You say section. Session is different from section. Abi? It's not the same thing. Morning session. Not morning section. Hallelujah. I used to hear section a lot. Only it will to the section, by Hallelujah. So I'm saying that there's a righteousness in milk that prepares you for the actual dominion of Christ. So you don't enter the kingdom when you are receiving the righteousness in the allocation called milk. It's only preparation to enter. And when you enter the kingdom, you don't begin with the kingdom of God. You begin with the kingdom of Christ. So the first two courts, they are Christ's kingdom. And in Christ's kingdom, there is service. Because without service, you can't have dominion. What did I say? I'm not getting you. So you are not responding. The purpose of service is to end have dominion. Or is your, and when I mean dominion, image or life. Service should give you life. So you can now see, you can see the build up. You now see that when we are particular, so when we say somebody wants to become bride, the work must begin from Holy Ghost. You can't become bride if your Holy Ghost is twisted, if there's religion in your walk with God. Some of us, we still have to, I don't know, I'm trusting God that we can deal with some carryover of religion. Come carryover of religion. I'm thinking that we should still do some work. When we should take new creation reality with accurate, how will I put it, with accurate understanding of the soul. Because new creation reality is good for you to know what Jesus did in your spirit. It's supposed to beat away religion. Some of us, we still bring tradition into Christianity. We still have a lot of religious hangover. I'm telling you. So we have to be able to balance, you know, new creation reality is good. Just that when you are teaching new creation reality, you must put salvation of the soul in retrospect, even at milk level. So, for instance, Kenyon is a powerful teacher of the word. I mean, I believe that E.W. Kenyon was far above his generation. So, but you need to read Kenyon with Hagin spirit. Because you know that Hagin read Kenyon. Hagin was the one. Hagin was like opened the way on how to relate with Kenyon. So if you see fathers that read Kenyon and Hagin, they do well. If you read Kenyon alone without Hagin, you will not know how to apply it in the way the art is supposed to be changed. I believe that E.W. Kenyon was an apostle. He was an apostle of a certain sort. Because when you read his books, you understand that the man was very deep. So there's some level of depth in milk. Can we say amen? Amen. Yes. So I'm believing that this year, maybe I have to look at laboring on all those redemption, basic redemption secrets again. Because when we do that, we knock away religion. Some of us, your strength is still religion. Yes, I know what I'm saying. You know, and when you're like that, you can't journey too well. Because Satan is the master of religion. He's the master of religion. You are not free. So what I'm saying now, amen. So for milk, they're already building the tabernacle. Or building the house of God. For milk, all those milk, they are just laying his foundation before foundation. Christ is actually the foundation though. But milk is part of the foundation of Christ. So you can't have a foundation of Christ that there's no milk inside. If not, that foundation cannot be well set. So that's why some people don't have revelation sense. Revelation sense stands from Holy Ghost. It starts from Holy Ghost. Can we say amen?
Amen.
That's why Paul had to warn Colossians church. He said, beware that any man is for you through philosophy and vain deceit. It's called vain deceit. After tradition of men. We have it a lot in Nigerian church. The reason is because people were not so sure that if you teach faith alone, that it will work. So you have to put a lot of talisman. You had a lot of things. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we have to add some things so that it will make you feel that yes, you are, you know, just like you say, if you pray and you don't shake your head, I draw your tigba. Kuri makaira. That if you don't shake your head, is that the way the prayer never reach heaven? There's a way you shake. And like if you don't go to a physical mountain, you can't touch God. I'm showing you some of the traditions that we introduce. Praying with tokens. All those things, they are part of tradition. They are part of religion. That when you take milk, well, you'll be free. So back down here, the issue was that because dumb idols cultured us, it was not easy to quickly take men into the spirit. So, when they were teaching faith, they had to put some things. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm going to say some things. With due respect to great men that have labored, I mean not to insult any father. I can't even do that. I don't match any of them. But I'm saying this, that, you know, you can't have faith in the word alone. You must have mantle. So that mantle is more like reducing to your level. Like, you can't have faith in the word. You must put water. Pray on water. I can relate with that, you see. Because the Gentilic soul, that is how they, you know, when you go to Babalawo, Babalawo must give you something. Babalawo cannot say, declare the word. Of course, you know, they will tell you to make incantations. But they will tell you to, they will give you something. One for a laddu. They will give you an horn. They will tie it with cowrie. They say, take it, put it under your... They must give you something. You must... You don't... When you meet Babalawo, you don't go like that. So, when we moved to faith, many could not transit in believing God directly. They had to still need some kind of assurance. I don't know if you are following me. Assurance. So, assurance at times can be praying on water. Praying with an handkerchief. Praying inside oil. So you don't need to pray, just drink the oil, surely. More oil, 1 BD. 1 BD. I say, how do they do it? Is it thrice a day? Take it morning, afternoon, and night. So you just take oil. Shababa. So they have done your incantation. So that's a Gentilic mind. So it was not easy. So I understand our fathers. I don't blame them. They understood. So they had to reduce. Those mantle water, it was not for them. It was for the people. Babalawo did not need water. It was the people that needed the water. Papa does not need mantle. In fact, who are the people using the mantle? It's the people. So it takes time to grow people from what? Tokens. So when you say raw faith, so again is a major addition to the church on the earth, because again taught faith with nothing. Faith. Faith not in token. Faith in the Lord Jesus. And if you read Kenyon, Kenyon is like that. I know you have read Kenyon. Kenyon is like that. So I'm saying that is necessary. I want us to labor around, because some of us, we still have some, I don't want to mention, we still have some hangover here. If you went to fall down and die churches, you know what I'm talking about, you still have hangover. If you came from holiness church that don't have word of faith, you have hangover. Because your idea of holiness is still external. Yes. So God knows they know they live so like that. So when all those things are there, you can't serve well. So milk is the preparation of service for Christ. Can we say amen? Amen. Oh, let me move forward. I think did you understand all that I said? So the first, so without service, you can't come into life. Service is key to get life. So you now see what Paul was saying in Romans 6. Quickly take me there. Romans 6, 19. Then you can understand Colossians. Eh? I pray that you may fill with the knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. So you need knowledge to come into will. So Pastor CG, knowledge is word. Will is spirit. You need both word and spirit. Knowledge of his will. So they are saying that the part of the will is knowledge. So you can't even play with knowledge. A lot of people speak down knowledge because they don't understand the architecture of God. You can't play with knowledge and come into will well. Knowledge is a theory of the will. You know? Amen. When you are advancing in science, theory becomes more important. For instance, it's possible to see mechanic of bicycle. You know, roadside mechanic of bicycle. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Somebody that, someone like Isaac, I'm sure, can fix bicycle. Isaac does a lot of things with his hand without going to a school of bicycle engineering. Then even cars. But the cars that you can do roadside cars for, the other is passing. With all these new electronic cars, Tesla, sir, you can't do roadside mechanic for Tesla. You cannot try it. You know, because most of those roadside mechanics, they work on trial and error. Because they have been doing something over the years. It's more of experience. Yes. Like they have seen it, this is how they do it. Okay, I do it this way. So with those technologies, they are not so complex. So when you did Omoshe mechanic and you work with, Babataju mechanic and you did 10 years or 15 years, you'll have seen almost any kind of trouble in a car. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So most likely, by the time they now do freedom for you. They do freedom for you, so you now become roadside mechanic. So I remember one time that my Nissan car, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. So I remember there was a time my first car, Nissan Maxima, normally has wiring problem, if you know that car very well. You know, there was a time the car shut down. And we did not know what was wrong with it. So my mechanic then is gone to be with the Lord. Wonderful mechanic, Mr. David. He did everything he knew. The car was not working. It will work. So I remember that. So after a while, he left it. He said he was busy, so I couldn't wait for him. And I took it to another mechanic in this Ojunre here. You know, Ojunre is like a mechanic village. They say, who is the chief mechanic there? I went there, the baba of the mechanic. When I started the car, I said, you go and sell the car. He said, okay, Lotamoto, are you here to finish? A young man that I just got the car. He finished for the car. I don't get any other money for car. So I just said, see, let me go back to my mechanic. My mechanic said I should give him 1 week. That he will sit down and look at what is wrong. You know what he did? He tested. He did everything. Everything. Was just doing testing this, testing that. Just doing everything. Then he now discovered that it was the brain box. Then when he changed the brain box, the car started working well. So, but normally what you should have done is to run tests. We will have known the problem from day one. Instead of going through all the trial and error. Aha. So that's even for cars. And cars that are coming out now. In the next 15 years, all the cars you know now will have been advanced. Already we have electric cars. All right? In advanced countries. And they are charging points. Even in Nigeria, they are. In the next 15 years, our children, by the time all these them over here driving car, they are not going to drive all this your car. So don't be leaving any car for your child. Even the houses that you think you are going to leave. Don't leave any house. I'm doing this for my child. I'm going to share for money. You are joking. There's no child that will live in the house that you are building now. The house that you are building, none of your children will live there. Will have, because they will sell it. Don't get what I'm saying? You people are not getting me. Are you following me? So, but have you ever seen roadside plane fixer? Roadside mechanic that fix plane. It means that for you to be a mechanical plane, you must go to school. So the more a technology gets advanced, the more theory is what? Needed. So you can't know God. You can't know God well without theory.
Yes, sir.
So when at the realm of the Holy Ghost, you may not have so much knowledge. You still have some experience. But by the time you are moving from Holy Ghost to Christ, there is demand for knowledge. So you now see why apostles are always emphasizing Ephesians prayer, Colossians prayer, Philippians prayer, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. So you cannot have access to will without knowledge. Now ask me why. You are not asking me. Oh. You need will for service. And you need knowledge to enter will. So will is the way of knowledge. Knowledge is the theory of way. So will is way. So Paul says that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. So this will here that I'm still referring to is the will of the Lord. So because will begins from Lord, then will enters into God. So you can see, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So you people that don't like will, or you don't like scripture, you are joking. Forget bride. It's too far. That one is too far. You don't like Bible. Because without scripture, you can't access knowledge. Scripture is the foundation for knowledge. Knowledge is the foundation for will or ways. Even ways are, there is a way that is word. There is word that is theory. There is knowledge. There is word that is spirit. So when you are even entering will, you come into word of will. Then you now enter into what? Spirit of will is both word and spirit. So it is like word, spirit. So you need the word that is knowledge to touch the word that is spirit. Nobody is saying amen.
Amen.
So when you don't like scripture, say me, I don't like scripture. I mean, I like Bible. You can't grow beyond your, even your Holy Ghost will not be thorough. So that's why you now see that we have men of Holy Ghost, but we don't have men that are sealed with Holy Ghost. Because for you to be sealed with Holy Ghost, you will need knowledge. They'll also have to teach you well. All right. So you can see that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Look at that. That you might walk worthy of the Lord. You can see. So that's Lord. Unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and then increasing in the knowledge of God. So you now go back into knowledge again. From knowledge to knowledge. So if you don't like knowledge, there's no way you can serve God. You can't serve God in darkness. What did I say? So you can see, it starts from knowledge. It enters another knowledge. So you now know that increasing the knowledge of God. So this knowledge of God is the theory of knowing God. They start with knowledge again. Nobody's saying amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are we all here? I can't feel you. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So I'm just showing you. So service is tied to what? Life. So now see Romans 6 from verse 19. I just want to lay a very good, when we say servants, prophets. I want you to understand it very well so that you can relate with it. Huh? So I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For if you have yielded your members servants, look at that. You have yielded your members servants to what? Uncleanliness. So uncleanliness is a will program that is in sin. So Satan designed sin as a will that men run with. Can we say amen? Is sin is a template for, is a kind of template for service. The world itself is a place for service. This world, they designed it. So when you say loss of the eyes, loss of the flesh, pride of the, they're all will. Pastor Onesimus, did you get that? What did I say they have? Loss of the flesh. Loss of the... Eh? They're all wills. They're all wills that the world designed for certain kind of service. So they are will. They are stratas of will. So the world itself is a place for service. The world teaches you service. So that's why when you're introducing revelation or mysteries of the kingdom, the purpose of mysteries of the kingdom is to teach how to serve to get life or dominion of God. Can we all say amen? So when you're not teaching how to serve, you can't give, men cannot have life when they don't know service. So, that as you yield your members, what? To uncleanliness and to iniquity, unto iniquity. So this is actually tabernacle. This tabernacle, uncleanliness, is the outer court of sin. Iniquity, the first iniquity is called ungodliness, is the holy place of sin. Then unto iniquity is the most holy of sin. That is what the Bible calls scoffers. Are you getting this? So this is the counterfeit of the tabernacle of God, which is a tabernacle for service. This is the tabernacle of sin. So sin has its own tabernacle. Can we all say amen? So somebody that comes out, you see, like I told you that, I shared an experience that someone had. The person said that he saw a compartment of the tabernacle, a mini tabernacle in a vision. And when he came back, it became a wedding ring. So it means that somebody that finished tabernacle of sin, what's going to happen to that person? He becomes one with Satan. So who is the beast? That's Satan's bride. Because I want you to understand. What did I say the beast is? That's Satan's bride. If there's a son of perdition, Bruku, if there's a bride. It's actually, if I go to break it down anyway, you know, the man of sin is a counterfeit of Jesus. So it means that the man of sin also wants his own bride. So the Antichrist is a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus. So what the Antichrist wants is to also raise his own people. Oh, you're not getting me. What did I say the Antichrist wants? Everything Satan is doing is to counterfeit what God. So Satan wants to be the counterfeit of God. The Antichrist is the counterfeit of the Son. Come on, follow me. Then what? The people. And now the what? Counterfeit of the bride. So when the Bible says the old world worship the beast. Because actually the bride is supposed to worship the lamb. So Satan is trying to counterfeit everything God is. Satan wants to dwell. Wants to be like the Messiah. Dwell in a people forever. Meaning he wants iniquity to stay forever. Satan is not really looking for the kingdom of God. He just wants the kingdom of God to go extinct while his own is running. He knows that if God does not have worshippers, people can forget him. Satan's plan is for people to forget God. So you can see iniquity unto iniquity. No, take me there because I want to strike a point there. So even so now, you, your members, are servants to righteousness unto holiness. That's actually the template of service. You start from righteousness, you end in holiness. So the distance between all the courts, outer courts, holy place, most holy, the distance is a distance of righteousness. So righteousness is how you journey. Holiness is how you are separated. Write that down. Righteousness is how you journey. You journey by righteousness. So righteousness grants, separates you in an holiness. So when you see an holy man, it's because he has obeyed righteousness. You obey righteousness unto holiness. So holiness is like a state that you acquire because of obedience to righteousness. So that's actually the template. So, Pastor, in all through the tabernacle, they are all righteousnesses. So you can now see, like I taught you last year, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So all of them, they are righteousness. And they have their holinesses. So what is life? The holiness. Actually, righteousness is congealed holiness. Holiness is congealed righteousness. So, if I do righteousness to holiness, what do I receive? Life. I come into the life. Because I've obeyed the commandment, I will inherit the life. So that's why I say service is key to having life. If you don't serve, you can't come into life. Can we all say amen? I can't hear your amen. No. So even so now, yield your members what? Servants to righteousness unto holiness. Eh? For when you were what? Servants of sin. So, when ye were servants of sin. So, sir, we serve sin. You know, how you know you're a servant to sin is that you can't help sinning. You are just held captive. You are just held captive. You see, somebody is a professor of high standing. He's sleeping with a prostitute. That's a servant to sin. Sin is higher than him. You know, the thing is not a sense. You say, oh, abomination. It's you that is thinking like that. Sin bypasses reasoning. Right? Bypasses reasoning. People doing all kind of filthy things. Eh? And they look clean on the outside. Talking Queen's English. They are rotten on the inside because of sin. They are serving sin. They are under the bondage of sin. So it says, for when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Meaning you are under bondage to sin. I'm just showing, look at, Paul is showing us, this is kingdom. Paul is, oh God, yeah. Paul is an apostolic engineer. If you put Paul to me, is more of a scientist or an engineer than an artist. Can we say amen? David is more of an artist. David's insight into God is more artistic. Paul's insight into God is scientific. This Babana technocrat. The way he talks, the way he's building. Look at him. Look at the way he's talking. He says, when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. It's like calculation, you know. Too precise. Thank God for Paul. So, and I found out that, okay, so to raise an apostle, God needed somebody that was a Pharisee. You know, at times we always think that it's a waste. It was not a waste. Paul was an erudite in the law. You can see that the epistles of Paul stood out because he had the way he knew the law. They now breathe on it. He now began to see Christ. This Baba the engineer. Is that frame he was using? He was an engineer. So you could see that he was the one. He approached the mystery of Christ from many angles. Paul was not just a minister of the mystery of Christ. He was also a minister of God.
Yes, sir.
Paul knew the word of God. Absolutely. He even knew testimony of Jesus. The only person that had access to the last piece was John, which is the book of prophecy. All of the other apostles, they moved into the era of word of God and testimony of Jesus. How I know is 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul was talking about the word of God and the ministry of righteousness. He knew that. He knew it. Too much architecture of wisdom. Glory to God. But actually, if you don't love knowledge, you won't appreciate Paul. But if you're a man of knowledge, if you like knowledge like me, I love Paul too much. The way he approaches the word. Didactic, systematic, too tight. Sir, you can't floor Paul. Paul is too... He's too tight in his theory. You know that he's a science, because you know what a science, that's why, you know, that's a problem doctors, medical science has with all these herbal people. The problem is that your theory is not tight. You can't convince a doctor, okay, this agbo take him. So how does he work? What's the theory? Actually, it can just work as this really leads. No. Prove it. So when a doctor is going to give you drug, they'll say, take this drug. Use it twice a day for a month. That's science. At the end of a month, a cycle of healing should have happened.
Yes, sir.
It's predictable because there's a theory.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But somebody that is an herbalist will just say, this drug, it was for headache, it was for tummy ache, it was for back pain. Say, Abba. Why was he making jest? You went to somewhere, you know, they didn't do any tests for you. They said you should hold something. Now say you have fibroid. As how now? How did you have the fibroid? Did you watch a test for Ellie? You say, actually, madam, with the way your tummy is like. I thank God for medicine. You can't play down medicine. Even medicine has its limitations. But what I'm saying is that if the herbal world is going to beat medicine 100%, they need theory. They need predictable theory. Can we say amen? Meaning if we do this, that, we get this. That is why our faith is a sound theory.
Yes.
So when you obey faith, you will change.
Yes, sir.
It's not like, we don't know. Ole, jello.
No.
Jesus Christ, there is a scientific dimension to working with the Lord. What I mean science? You know science now. You know what they taught us science? All this hypothesis, all these things, theory. I've forgotten that thing. There has to be a theory. So when they say, how do you establish a theory? By the time you run the experiments based on the theory and you get predictable results all the time. For instance, let me give you an example. A technology has to be constant everywhere to be proven. So if I start a car, a Toyota car in Nigeria, and it starts, it must be able to start in Japan. It must start in Canada. It must start in Ukraine. Now, if I start it in Nigeria and I cannot start in Ghana, I have to pray in tongues or push it, then there's a problem with that theory. Then that means that science cannot be exported. Are you getting me? What God gave us can we, you see, Jesus Christ came with both a theory and the practical. So Jesus, they're, all we are reading in scriptures is the theory.
Yes,
then Jesus practicalized it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then it worked with him. Then I said, if it worked with him, it can work with everybody.
Yes, sir.
That's the only way. When they give you paracetamol, it should work.
Yes,
then I say, after 3 days, if it does not work, what do you do?
Yes,
meaning it's not longer ordinary headache.
Yes,
it's something else.
Yes,
you know, that's why some people don't believe that word can solve their problem. Pastor, you don't understand. This message is not working. You see how Babalawo mind. Olorun pastor doctrine only work mo godo lo sori oke. I have to shake my head. Yeah, in what does not work? This doctor, well, doctor, I forgot, doctor. You know, some people you go and beat. Some pastors, they are babalawo pastors. One sister was in this church one time, went to a church for service. The pastor there confused her. He said, all these pastors, they are just teaching mystery. Mystery only work. Let me use your Bible. Mishi only work. Mishi. Mishi only work. Mishi only work. So the person got confused and left us. You know? Mishri only work, Pastor CJ. Mishri. Sin nature is Christ that can handle it. So, and Christ is both theory and practical. And before you do practical, what do you need theory for? Can you go and do a practical without reading the theory? And others will, they don't know more than teaching. No, sir, you need to know the theory. Nobody's answering me. I don't know why I'm teaching. Like, some people don't value teaching. Then you need to know the theory. You need to have faith in the theory. If you don't have faith in the theory, the practical is not going to work. So you now see some of you, why some things are not working is that you don't really believe. You don't believe the word. You don't believe the word to the point where you are doing it with your heart. Or faith has not come. Because faith cometh by. You have not heard the word until faith is born. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Your human nature is not a special nature. Flesh is flesh. What did I say?
Flesh flesh.
Japanese flesh?
Flesh.
Nigerian flesh?
Flesh.
American flesh?
Flesh.
Ghana flesh?
Flesh.
All flesh is Christ. So your flesh is not a special flesh. As long as you are flesh, Christ is the solution. There's nothing more than teaching Christ. And when you obey the will of Christ, it's going to break a covenant with the old man called flesh. So you can see. It says so. Am I in verse 21 already? Okay, I've entered. I want to start book of Revelation. I entered Romans. All right. 21. So what fruit are ye then in those things which you now what? Are ashamed. For whose what? For the end of what? Those things is death. Now. Verse 22. But now being made free from sin. Can we say being made? What does that connote? English people. It connotes a process. So some of us, we are not, let me tell you this. I was Pastor Tao Fason that sent me, you know, all this synopsis he normally does, you know, he's a wonderful writer. He said something that was very, very, I had known it before, but it just made me reflect on it before. By the time the churches were talking word of God, testimony of Jesus, they had used 40 years. It was a 40-year journey. Between over 40 year journey, if not more. Between Book of Hearts and Book of Revelation. Over 40 years journey. So imagine adding 40 years to when you started this truth. So it's going to even be a work of mercy if you cut it short in righteousness. So when the churches were handling word of God, and when they had servants in the book of Revelation that had word of God and testimony of Jesus, they were post 40 years believers. Yeah, in apostles, so. Not yeah in apostle Shoji, not yeah in apostle Sikiru, get Scottie so. Not yeah in apostle Rasko. Orishishi apostle, with all kind of this. They were yeah in sound apostles from day one. You hear Peter. After Peter, you move to Paul. Then after Paul, they move you to John. So you know that no points. They had smooth teachers from day one. So I'm just telling you that it takes some time. So the way they designed church. Now let me say this. New Testament church are not church you go and come out from. I'm begging you.
If you want to become bride, because you see, so you can't become bride online. You're just streaming once in a while. I just stream, Lenny. You can't become, sir, they must post you where? On site. It takes some time. You're not getting what I'm saying. What did I say it takes, sir?
It takes some time.
Yes. You know, so that I know some people that have been with Pastor Lubi Johnson. They have been with Pastor Lubi Johnson since like 88. Those men are ordinary men. They are not ordinary men. They are like him. My wife was talking about one that was a doctor that she encountered in class, the way he was. Those guys have been hearing Pastor Lubi's teaching on perfection since they were in 100 level. And they are now consultants. So what do you expect? So he said that she saw about three people. She now discovered that they are all in the same church. You know what I said? This person is like this. Maybe your lecturer, you don't say a Pascal lecturer, this is how the person does. Another lecturer, or another guard, this is how the person does. So when we're going to SPC those days, she now saw three of them. Say, no wonder. What is your word? Nothing less than 20 years. Over a period of time. So you can predict the outcome. So when you eat what over a period of time and the outcome is not predictable, something went wrong. That is now 1 Corinthians 10. That is now warning. It means that now you were hearing the word, but you were doing something else. Because if everybody follows the word with open heart, we should be able to predict what comes out at the end. If that does not now come out, then we'll now check the individuals. It means something was wrong with their hearts. So you can see Hebrew church was warning. 1 Corinthians was warning. Paul said, no. According to the science of this truth, by now, we should not have babes anymore. So, but now, if you say have babes, then something is wrong. It means that the word was not done wholeheartedly. So somebody can be in these waters. And you were waterproof. Okay, the water no enter. Because you develop resistance. It's easy to develop resistance. Let me teach you one thing. I'm going to focus that in our first workers meeting. Familiarity. Dishonoring your leaders is number one. It is number one. There's nothing as easy as that. When your pastors become ordinary people, you are finished. Because God is not going to come from heaven to teach you nothing. So once people that carry the message, they look like every other person to you. You Satan has finished you. That's number one, finishing. Because it means nothing. Nothing can dwell you. So Satan, you know, Paul was correcting a church. He said, one time, the people in that church, they could remove their eye for Paul. Then after a while, Corinthian church, for them to remain in the flesh, they had to dishonor Paul. For them to still remain in the flesh. Because when you read 1 Corinthians 3, you will not get the full picture. Read 4, read 5. Paul had to tell them, sir, I am your father. So it means that they lost sight of who Paul was. I'm not on that. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'm just telling you that service is predictable. If you serve the wheel generates life at the end. Life always comes out. If life does not come out at the end, something happened in between. That's the story of 1 Corinthians 10. They're all what? They're all passed through the cloud and the sea. They're all ate of the same what? You are not answering me. They're all ate of the same what? Spiritual meat. And they all drank of the same what? They were baptized. That's serious. They were baptized into Moses. In the cloud and in the sea. So they went into all the baptisms in that order. And then he hits the same spiritual drink. Because, you know, when Bible is using, you see, you must understand that the Bible has its own vocabulary. The Bible did not say they ate spiritual meat. Emphasis on same. Meaning this same doctrine. Because normally, if we all eat the same different thing, we can't expect the same outcome. So one thing that must first be constant is same teaching. Same doctrine. You have to be eating the same thing for a long time. For us to see, if you want a diet change, it's not any miracle. Change your diet. You want to lose weight, eat salad every morning for 1 year. It will. Cut away some things, yes now. And just do minor exercises. When I mean minor exercises, you are going to lose weight. Particularly if you are lesser than 35. Because once you are lesser than 35, if you are lesser than 30, easy to lose weight. You just diet alone, you may not even do exercise. You are going to lose weight. You will literally lose weight. Because once your calorie intake in a day is lesser than the amount your body needs, the body will be forced to use fat. Will use fat to be able to add up. So in the place of the fact that you are not giving your body more than the calorie that is needed, it is you are doing a deficit. You are on what they call a calorie deficit. So it means that the fat that has been stored, the body will use it. So you lose weight. It's not hard. So that's why at times when you take fast for a long time, you are going to lose weight. Some people is already showing that they are fasting. Because when you are younger, your metabolism is still more alive. When you are growing older, by the time you cross 40, your metabolism begins to gradually slow down. So it's more difficult to lose weight. Amen. I don't know. Did you get what I'm saying? So some of you now that if you're a little bit above 35 and you are breaking with Eba, spaghetti, you know all those guys, you will not lose weight. After fast, you are too sorry. Because all the deficits there, so you load everything. Oh, Lord. So you may even go fatter. You know? Somebody said that this thing is not anything. It's just making sure that you understand all this deficit thing. You will lose weight. Your body will compensate. It will go after your fat. Start burning the fat that is in your body. You will lose weight. Glory to God. So, same spiritual meat, same spiritual drink must produce a spiritual man. So, when it's not happening, something is wrong. So, that's why Paul says, with all of them, God was not well pleased. Paul was not showing you what they were doing. That did not allow the word to work. Of course, you know, when you study wilderness well, like I told you, did they honor Moses? It starts from there. That's the first principle. Because you need to know these things. Once you dishonor the stream that is bringing the food that is meant for your growth, there's nothing you can do. That is like a law in the spirit. So when you check churches that never did well, they dishonored the leaders that brought them the word. And that Satan is a mastermind of that. All right. Satan himself dishonored God. I mean, God became ordinary before Satan. Oh, glory to God. Are we all here together? And even generally, you must have honor for the people of God. Some of you, the way you talk to each other, it shows me that you are not mindful of becoming anything. You don't want to become anything in the spirit. I'm not saying that you are perfect. I'm talking about, you know, at times you can make mistake, maybe, you know, occasionally. But when you know, it's a constant thing. You dishonor people. Dishonor your brethren. You talk down them. You lash them. Abuse them. You don't know what you are doing. Because that is already working against your journey. Nobody's saying amen now. You know, I know that now we don't use brother, sister anymore. But you see, the consciousness that thing brought was good. So if you are not using it, we should not lose the culture. Now when I address, you as a brother. And as a matter of fact, listen, brother and sister are not low in the kingdom. For some people, they think that calling somebody, I don't know what, calling somebody Papa, for instance, is more honor than calling somebody brother. Sir, you are joking. You don't understand kingdom culture. Being a brother in the kingdom is an honorable thing. Go and read Bible very well. And let Lord open your eyes. I know that I'm your father in the spirit, but I will not stop being your brother. And it's a simple equation. Is Jesus not your brother? Oh, some people don't believe. He's your elder brother. He's the firstborn among many. If he's the firstborn among many brethren, that means he's the firstborn. Can you imagine? Someone that is your God wants to be your brethren. Not wanting to be a brother is like you don't understand. You don't understand this thing. You want to be a father. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's exactly? How are you coded? Let me tell you. The more you grow higher, you want brethren. Like I tell you, my own spiritual father, daddy, he wants brethren. The way he relates with us. We honor him as our father. He relates with us as as his brethren. I know that. I've seen that a million times. If you are close to me at home, you know the way I relate with people. You will not know. If you enter where I'm gisting with people, you don't know I'm the head of the family in quotes. I don't carry it on the head because I know there's a head of the family. Some of you, they make you HOD of units. You become Papa. Papa. Oh, Gafuel. Yeah, hear this, man. Don't quickly lose vision of the journey. As you grow higher, you must clothe yourself with more meekness. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I'm just teaching you some of the things that drags people down. So these people could not what? They could not produce the fruit of life based on the food that we're given. If they are feeding you well and you're not changing your skin, they have to say you should go and do tests. And so, because, as pastors, amen. Oh, I don't know God. Lord, I thank you. There's a reason why I'm staying on this thing. The Lord is the one that is teaching us. So as pastors also, we should also check the flock. When we are laboring after an order and after a while we're not seeing some things, we should not start looking at the heart. By now, this person should be like this. Yes. Because when you check apostles, that's how they were relating with the church. You see it in the way Paul wrote epistle. So, after a while, we should start loving ourselves well based on the doctrine. So if you are not loving ourselves at that level, then we know there is a problem. Then we now have to now start attending to the problems with doctrine also. So you now see that at times epistle will now take conditions and deal with them. Come on, I need you to follow me. Like Corinthian epistle, it was longer. In fact, it's like almost as if Paul really, really started entering the burden of the doctrine of Christ on chapter 11. He was touching it gradually, but in chapter 11, when he started with the table, with the order of the family, and then he entered into communion. Then chapter 12, he went into dynamics of the body, gifts of the spirit. Then chapter 13, went into charity. Chapter 14, went into order. Chapter 15, he went into resurrection. So you understand that, so at times, an epistle can be longer when there are certain conditions against the life that should come out. So, and same thing with the Hebrew church. The Hebrew church too, they were struggling with certain conversations. Paul had to also take time to handle it in a measure. So when you are building, you must have that sense as pastors. After a while, certain this thing should not be there anymore. Because why? There's a theory, and there's what? An outcome that should be manifested in a life. Some of you are not concerned. After a while, when you are not bearing certain fruits, you should go and check. You should go and check. Then you can choose to go on a personal fast for 40 days. This one is not church fast. You. Because you have seen that after a while, this is what I should be showing. What is wrong? So in that process of waiting, there are certain things I told my wife. I want to wait for a while. I said, the reason I want to wait for a while, I'm asking God, I want to know, why is this thing not so? They're not just personal things. They are things within the walk. Why is it not so? By now, we should be seeing this. You should ask questions. You should examine yourself. Many of us, we just live year in, year out, the same way, no care, you just dance. Yeah? You come, you dance, shake body, shake body. Yeah? Today you pray, tomorrow you may not pray. To this month you give. If things are tight, you remove from your tights. I'm showing you how you live. And then you now expect that you will now come out. Well, how can you as out now? There's no way you can turn out well. You have not built a track record in the spirit that can make you generate life. I hope you're not angry with me. And some of you have not made up your mind to grow this year. You have not made up your mind. The way you are, in your mind, you just tag along. Anything goes. It's like you don't see, if even getting born again, it's like, God, try. No, I say, try life, me, Jericho. So as far as you are an hero. In your high. So you have not really made up your mind that this year, this is what, because this is how I want to be. I'm talking about just a decision of heart. Because when you make a decision, that is done out of a desire to know God, God will honor it. Then God will now start bringing instructions to bring that thing to pass. So it's one thing to decide. It's another thing now to be willing consistently to pay the price. That is what people should be doing in the month of January. You know, a new month. The first month of a new year is a very good thing. It helps you to be able to begin to, you know, design the temperature of the year. And I know many knows that the way you start a year determines how you journey through that year. So it's not religion that we are waiting on the Lord now. It's not a religion. It's a very good spiritual practice. Some people used to miss meeting early of the year. I used to know some people are not. You are working, doing overtime. I don't mean share. You are doing overtime. You now walk. So walk time is chopping into time that you should be hearing doctrine. Somebody that is even hearing doctrine, hearing there out, which is strong. You are not a powerhouse by yourself. When I mean you're a powerhouse, it means that without church meetings, you can run for 1 year. Meaning you have a powerhouse, yeah? But you can run for 1 year with word. You have enough word that can move you, meaning you have reservoir inside you that you can generate, understand, generate, you can be fresh for 1 year. Even at that, it's not designed to stay long that way. It's only maybe in rare cases. Maybe they send you a mission gun, you're in a place where there's nobody, you can sustain yourself. You're not that kind of person. Oh, once she share what time, church. At the expense of your soul, sir, you don't know what you are doing. You are beginning the year on a wrong foot. That's why some people don't even know why they are not prospering in their soul. They don't honor God. They don't know how to honor God. When you say honor God with the Proverbs 3 verse 5. First fruit. It's not just money. Now, if you give me first fruit, I'll collect it. I don't preach it, but if you give me, say, ask you. The God says you give me, I say, you are blessed in Jesus' name. So, but the real false fruits, ever say false fruits? The false fruit of your soul, your strength, your so how your heart is positioned, the way you approach every year, there's a way that you have given your first fruit already,
yes,
even without giving money. Nobody's saying amen.
Amen.
No, this message has changed again.
Yes,
I've gone down. Addressing issues. So your soul must give first fruit. Your soul must give first fruit. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Your substance. And what? With the first fruit of thy increase. So, if not, if you don't have this, so there's a way that your heart can give first fruit. Your soul can give first fruit. Then he now showed you the things that can be happening. Look at verse 10. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So a lot of people like the money one. Pastor Jehovah, first fruits me now. Shalabarakadabaya. So the money one will not work without the others.
That's good.
You know? So we tell people to sow. So when you are sowing money and you're not sowing into the spirit, you are not going to be prosperous, because prosperity is holistic. If you have more money and you are not knowing God, that is not God's prosperity. Because you need to know that. You have more money, but you now know God less. You can't pray more. You can't understand. So, OT disconnect. When they are preaching, before you collect, but you have more cash. Sir! Pack well! You are not well. You just have money. You are not well. You can't connect. You know, what it is that before I start preaching, you connect. And you can consistently follow me throughout the teaching. I know you are healthy. Some people, after a while, 20 minutes, they are already doing this. They are scratching their body. It's like they have a headache. They cannot focus on the word for 2 hours without moving their body. And they cannot, headache. When I'm teaching doctor, you are having headache, you are sick. Or you are just sweating. What is Nielara? Huh? Something is just disturbing. You cannot stay. You are not happy when the word is being taught. You are not alive. You don't have joy. I see some of us now. I see some of us in picnic. That is your best form. So, maybe we'll be doing picnic every day. All of a sudden, the person is alive dancing. That's your best day. So, but inside meeting, if you don't sleep, you will frown. If you don't frown, you will doze. If you don't doze, you'll be doing like this. There's just something wrong. Or you look clueless. Some people, this is when what they study, they look unhappy. We don't have one for your general. It's not like that though. After church, you see some people. All of a sudden, another their real life comes out. Ah, bro, how you doing now? She will match like jail. My boy say, he won't be. You don't see what he won't be playing. He won't be a bad guy. Now he be the new Messi. So I watch ball too, but my soul is not in ball.
Amen.
My soul is not in ball. So the atmosphere was not open. Hearts were not open. Hearts were struggling. And I wonder, where did you put your heart? So what do you expect before? All of us in December now. I ate rice. You ate rice, I ate rice. We ate rice together. Why is it that you are finding it difficult? Because the hunger, the corporate hunger determines how far we journey. The corporate energy that we develop, how fast we go into certain portions of the world. Now, if you are in this kind of church, I'm asking, ask yourself, what am I looking for? Because it is terrible for you to be in this kind of atmosphere. And what you are looking for is more money. You are looking for a wife. Think of anything other thing, but it's not God. And then you are sustaining that seeking. Sir, you are in the wrong place. I want to announce to you, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Something must happen. Is it? Of course, you know I cannot change.
Never,
it's impossible. The message is not going to change.
Amen.
I've been preaching this message for years.
Amen.
At least now, 26 years. So, you know, something I've been doing for 26 years, it's not easy to stop. So, you have never seen nothing. I don't know how to teach any other thing. So, I'm telling you, the message is not going to change. It's going to get stronger.
Amen.
You don't need him.
Amen.
You have to make up your mind what you want.
Yeah.
You have to make up your mind. Now, somebody can be in this kind of environment. I always say, is I need wife to marry first? If I just see babe, yeah. I'm not so sure. And that soul is not innocent. I'm not saying you don't marry. But you know, the heart wants God.
Yes.
You know, a heart that wants God, there's even a way that God will give you judgment concerning marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be so difficult. The heart is not weighed down. The heart is not dissipated.
Yes,
the heart is not worried. Eh? In an environment of word where people are responding well, when you are going through challenges, people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You have grace to bear.
Hallelujah.
Because there is so much joy in your heart. Joy of knowing God is more than what you call problem. What is your problem? I want to know the problems that is troubling your life. What exactly is that problem? Because I'm wondering, what is your problem? I don't think you have a problem. You say, I don't have husband. That's not a problem. There are many people outside there that don't have husband. It's a general condition. Inside and outside the church. What again? Children. It's general. Money. Oh. A lot of people don't have money, man. And they are living life well. Go and look at some of the people in the north. With few money, they are okay. They are happy. Without so much money, they are okay. So what's your problem? What's your problem? You don't have money, but you are okay. There's nobody suffering here, sir. You say, Pastor, you don't understand. Huh? I say, you are not suffering. At least you can eat once a day. You are eating now. You say, Pastor, it's Gary. Yeah, it's food now. You are not answering me. I don't like the way you are answering me. Because some of the things you call problem, they are not problem. By the time you move it to another place, you see, anything that is a problem must be a problem universally. If it's not a problem in another place, by the time you get to another place and you find out that, I'm enjoying, then it's not a problem. It's a perspective. I don't have a car. It's not only in Nigeria. People don't have car in UK. People don't have car in America. Amen. So there's nothing. If you could be shocked that it's easier to even buy cars in some places. If you got a van, because you can buy with credit. That's the only advantage they have. Then let me tell you, the only advantage they have abroad than you is just credit. That's all. And if God does not allow us to have credit, it's love. Because it makes your faith grow. The only advantage they have, let me tell you, the only advantage they have is what about freshness? It's not everywhere you go abroad that you are fresh. Some parts of America is hot. Like Texas is hot. So when you go to Texas or other places, you start only fresh. So ask your neighbor, what is your problem? Because I want to demystify what people call problem. At times, some people just, they look sad. You were sad all through last year. You came with sadness this year again. Why are you sad? Sir, do you want me to pray for you to go and meet God? I can do that. It's like you are so sad, you don't know God is not good. Let me pray for you. Go to heaven now. Why are you living on the earth? I can pray for you. Don't need, don't commit suicide. I'll pray for you. Father, your daughter is not happy living on the earth. Receive her soul, Lord. At least you know you will go to heaven. Hallelujah. I want to you to encourage yourself. You don't have a problem. Your problem is sin. Your problem is that you are not growing. Your problem is that you have not become a bride. Your problem is that you have not become like the sun. That is your problem. That's every other thing is not your problem. It's perspective. So I don't have a problem. The only problem I have is I have not become like the sun. That's the only problem I have. Even that problem is negotiable. I have what? I have opportunity to change every day. So I thank God for every time I'm in the body, because it's an opportunity to become like the lamb. That's what I'm looking towards every day. Do you think about going, well, I enjoy things, but I quickly forget the memories of good things I enjoy in this life. I quickly forget, including the bad ones. I quickly lose memory of them. I journey. I've had some rough times in my life. I've had some good times. And I don't relinquish the good times. Just, I've forgotten. I've moved on. The joy of having anything in this life is very temporary. It's a transient joy. You bought a new car. You just enjoy. After a while, the thing will go. If you're a normal person, if you're abnormal, it will be there for a long time. It means that you are sick. There's nothing inside that thing. It's pangolo. Pangolo, pang, pangolo, pangolo, pang, pangolo, pangolo, pang, pangolo, pangolo. Inrinimoto esa. It's just a metal. House cannot give you joy. You can like it for a while. You're happy. You have a good environment. But if your joy is in that, then you are not okay. You are sick. How can what God gave you just to live life on earth be a thing of joy to you? I just want to establish that. So don't tell me you have a problem. You don't have a problem. Your problem is that you are not growing. Your problem is that I'm not really changing. You know my problem now? I'm almost 50. I want to have everlasting life. That's my problem. To me, that's an issue. Because I don't just want to have everlasting life. I want to use everlasting life. Before I meet the Lord. Because it's not the day you have it that the Lord will take you. You have to live with everlasting life. Before Jesus clocked 30, he had everlasting life. And Jesus was using everlasting life. Then at 30, he had living life of everlasting life. And then Jesus was not done with everlasting life. He pressed on to become true. That is somebody that lived well. No marriage, no woman, no children, no car, no ayokele, no building, no permanent site, nothing. Would there be life to the fullest? If you like, don't like what I'm saying. It's either you like it tomorrow, and if you don't like what I'm saying, if you wait till the world to come, you will cry. They will give you a handkerchief. No. Wipe your eyes. I did not know that it was serious like this. Amen. All right, let me just round up. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to challenge you. This is early, and I'm just trying to move your soul. Many of us, you have not shifted. We are still in 2025. I've not moved. Some people are in December. They see a joy that is our pastor. I'm move across the same rice and chicken. So we are seeing dancing. You know, what's that dance? Is it dance? In December. That's really they have not moved from December. So tell the neighbor, say, move on. Wake up, sir. We're in a new season. Glory to God. So look at that. So being now made from sin, made free from sin, and become servants to God. So the purpose of the first two compartments in the tabernacle is to make you free from sin. The last compartment is to make you free from death. So you must be made free from sin, then you are made free from death. That death is also hell. Are you getting this? So like I said, servant to God. Servant to God. Now, it means the person can now serve the will of God. Because you have been made free from sin. So most of those apostles, Pastor, you now wonder why they call most of those apostles at the title of servants. Because they were actually free from sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. You know, it is today that apostles are everywhere. Apostle Linus. Apostles are everywhere. New Testament, what makes you an apostle is that you are free from sin. So you are a servant. Are you getting it? You are a servant. You can now say, also, I cannot really, okay, Paul. Pastor, Paul. Romans chapter 1. Called to be a servant of God. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Called to be an apostle. They began service. Even before, separated unto the gospel of God. So all these apostles, they were servants. Many of them were servants to God. Some of them became servants of God before they left the earth. They became servants. Some of them became prophets. That's higher service. Servant. Now take me back. So this is it. Revelation chapter 1. It's good that I'm still doing a lot of preparation of the heart. So I'm showing you the purpose of what? The outer court and the sanctuary. It is to become a servant to God. So that you cannot begin to serve the will of God. So, in the Most Holy, there are three courts in the Most Holy. Or there are three seasons in the Most Holy. Can we say amen? We have servants of the word of God, servants of the testimony of Jesus, who are prophets. Can we say amen? Yeah. Then we also have servants of the book. What the book of Revelation calls a little book. So that little book is the last manual for service. So the end of the book is to make you a worshiper. Amen. What did I say? So Pastor Friday, who is the Father seeking for? The Father is looking beyond service. He is looking for worshippers. So, meaning you have finished service, you are now a worshipper. Service is the beginning of worship. Worship is the climax of service. Now, you cannot worship until the whole habitation is complete. Like in the Temple of Solomon, they didn't start worship when they finished the temple. They have finished the temple, they have built roof, but they have not put all the apparatus of the building inside. So for worship to begin, everything must be inside. I can build a house, it has roof, but I cannot live there. because it's not furnished. Thank you. So you can see the temple of Solomon was completely adorned. Then after they finished, when they were dedicating the temple, everything was there. Then what came finally? The glory of God came to adorn it. Then worship can begin. So worship is the last thing. So what God is building is a house of worship. But to get that house, there must be service, because our service in God is how the house is built and how the house is conditioned for worship. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So number one, it will be hard to discern the book of Revelation if you are not a servant of God. It's not going to make sense. So I don't understand, because the book has three things. Take me to Revelation 1. It has what? Word of God, testimony of Jesus, and all things that he saw. So I notice that most people that go into the book of Revelation, they go straight to all things that he saw. But the actual revelation of Jesus is beyond that. You know, there's a revelation of the word and testimony, but it's not complete without the book of prophecy. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Which is the book of Revelation? Let's look at Revelation chapter 1. Amen. I want us to lay the framework and the architecture of the book. The reason is because it is key to the bridal project. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
One of the keys to the bridal project. So the revelation of Jesus, which God gave him to show unto his servants things, so unto servants. So this revelation of Jesus is to servants, meaning those that are already in service. They're already serving the will of God. So, if you're not interested in God's service, it may not be your interest. Eh? Show his servants things that will shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified by his angel unto who? So, amen. So, it takes a servant to hold it for servants. Can we all say amen? So, who bear record of the word of God and testimony of Jesus? So, those are the things that make John a servant. John is a servant of the word, is a servant of the testimony of Jesus. So, sir, even John had to be given the little book to eat. Because John needed to prophesy again. So, meaning that there are things that John had brought to the churches. So all that John had, the churches were already bearing witness to it. So it means that all those seven churches, are you with me?
Yes.
There were churches of what? The word and the testimony. You can call them candlestick churches. We see that in Revelation chapter 1. Now, comparing Revelation 1 to Matthew 25, we now know that lamps also means candlesticks. So lampstand churches are candlestick churches, and they are most holy virgin churches. So, in Matthew 25, we saw that the virgins were, they had one intention. So, I saw seven churches there. So, I'm going to show you how Revelation, Matthew 24 and 25 correlates with the book of Revelation. So, this is seven churches. How do I know? Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took what? Their lamps. And went forth to meet who? So, any church that had lamps, what's their intention? So, there are churches that are looking for what? The bridegroom. They want to become one with him. So, seven churches in the book of Revelations, they are virgin churches. Because they have lampstand. And so, what is lampstand? Ask me. Lampstand means servants of word and testimony. So you, for you to be a candlestick church, you need those two things. You need to have the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Now, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So once you are adding testimony, you're already a prophet. So you are not, you are a servant with the word of God. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
With testimony, you are a servant prophet or brethren prophet, but you are a servant prophet, meaning you have moved a little bit further in service. Because testimony is more like the way of the word. So I can have the word. I can be a servant of the word, but I'm not yet a servant of testimony. Meaning that my service will be limited. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I have word frame, but I've not moved into way of the word. So my build up is not complete. So I don't have word of God alone. I have testimony. So testimony begins the order of witnessing. So this is the difference. You can have a house, or you can have a frame, a building that has not come alive. What testimony does is to give life to a frame. Testimony is like the giving of breath. So I can have a frame, but it is not living. So the essence of testimony is to begin to animate the structure. So it means that when God wants to build you, God first frames a structure. God works. I now understand the way of God. So okay, no wonder even we have skeleton. You see all this skeleton thing. Imagine if we didn't have skeleton. How are we going to be? Shapeless. You'll be like amoeba. So you can now see. So the word of God is to give you shape. What did I say? So that is the context that God is going to walk through. Then testimony is to begin to give you life, to animate the shape. That is God's way. So thank God. I think Daddy taught around this first message, Anamnesis. You can go and listen to that message. Very powerful message. All right. So word of God gives you the frame. Testimony is like the life. It's more of the spirit that will now flow. That's why testimony is likened to blood. It's the flow. Testimony is more of flow. Word is more of structure. So I can have structure without flow. It means that I can't serve God. I can't serve God well because there's no expression. Even Antichrist will not just give you structure. He will give you what? Animation. Revelation chapter 13. The image they built, they have to give life to it. I'm showing you how God builds. So word of God, testimony of Jesus. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Then the last piece is the last part of the testimony of Jesus. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Meaning it gives you the ability to prophesy. Meaning God's intention is that you prophesy. Spirit of prophecy is nature that can prophesy. But there's still one more piece. Are you following me?
Yes,
so you can see. Now, let me climax with this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 2 to 3. Three things. It says, I have the word of God, the testimony of Jesus, and all things which he saw. So that's the general book of Revelation. That's the general book. But there is the actual revelation. The actual revelation is the understanding of Jesus. What did I say? So it means that everything that is here is in Jesus Christ. The complete Jesus have all these things. The Son of God is a full expression of God's life. So it means that God's intention is that we come into fullness. Can we say amen? So this revelation was given to bring full understanding to servants, to come into full comprehension of Jesus. And I know that why it was in the book of Revelation that they were giving them promises. Promises of eternal life to him that overcomes, to him that overcomes. It will take the conclusion of Revelation to trigger those promises. So all those promises in the seven churches were promises for those that come into the full learning of Jesus. So when you come into the full learning of Jesus, you have a reward of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, finally, take me back. Let me just see where I can just land. All right? Now look at verse 3. Of all things that he saw, then blessed is he that readeth, and what? They that hear the words of this prophecy and keepeth what? Those things. Look at everybody say those things. Which are daring. So, what are those things? So, they are the sayings of the prophecy. Amen.
Amen.
What did I say there? Keep those things, for the time is at hand. Okay, so it means that there are things that must be heard. Those things are not all that all other things he saw. In verse 2, it says, the word of God, testimony, and all things which he saw. There are things that John saw. It's different from what keeping the sayings of the book. And I discovered that, Pastor CG, there are seven blessings in the book of Revelation. I'm going to show you the order of sevens on Sunday. There are seven churches, seven blessings. The lamp that revealed himself to them had seven eyes, seven horns. In unveiling the book, there were seven seals. In demonstrating the book, there were seven trumpets. In perfecting the book, there are seven thunders. In judging the world that will stop worship from being found, so there are seven plagues from the seven vials. You think that is a coincidence? And there are seven blessings. And those blessings are sayings of the book. In fact, the promises are seven. Because each of the churches had a unique promise. Are we interested? So, when you now see, finally, Revelation 22, it says, verse 6, it says, these are true sayings. That is in Revelation 19, verse 11. Or these sayings are faithful and true. So, they are the sayings of that book. So, you must hear the sayings of the book and keep it those things that are therein. May the Lord give us capacity to hear.
Amen.
I say, blessed is he that read. That read is not reading English or reading Bible. Read is from the Greek word, means anaginosko. It means to recognize, to discern, to know. So it's not reading, I'm reading. So you can read book of Revelation, you are not reading. The reading there is to understand what the Lord is saying. To be able to know without any iota of doubt. To know distinctly. To know what the Lord is saying. What is the message of Jesus? So he said, blessed is he that read. And hear the words of this prophet. And keep those things that are written therein. For the time is at hand. Let me round up. This book. By 20, roughly, I think Pastor Luby Johnson is always the one I heard. Pastor Luby Johnson is very good with calculations. He says maybe by AD 50. This is 27. By AD 50, to be exactly 3,000 years that this book was written. So, when they wrote it almost 3,000 years ago, they said the time is at hand. So, you are just thinking, I don't need to understand it. I'm telling you. If the time is not at hand, there will not be grace to move around it. So I'm telling you that the time is at hand. So as I'm speaking right now, we must have lamps. We should be lampstand churches. If we are not lampstand churches, we're already riding late. We should be churches of the Word of God, servants of God, or churches of the living God. That is what we should be now. By now, we should have moved beyond Christ. So if we are teaching Christ, it is, listen, teaching Christ to us now, is crash program. Meaning you don't have all the time to become spiritual. As it is now, you should become spiritual in less than 5 years. I'm not hearing your amen.
Amen.
Less than 5 years. So becoming spiritual should not take all the time anymore. We have entered into the time. I think that's one of the Lord gave us in the Bible. He says, we're coming to the era of the zeal of the Lord. It says, the zeal of the Lord shall hasten or shall perform it. So this is where we now need zeal. Where they will quickly do a short work in righteousness. You see, there is a connection between end time events and also the making of the bride. For instance, there was a reason why God allowed Donald Trump to become president. If you think that Trump just became president for president's sake, it just happened. You don't have understanding of times. Now, I'm not saying everything he does is perfect. It's not everything that he does is perfect. Thank God that he changed his mind not to attack Greenland. That would have been wrong. All right? But they eventually succeeded. They negotiated at Davos Summit yesterday. And they have agreed that they are going to have a pact. So NATO and the United States will form a pact to protect that place for global security. America wants to put the Golden Dome on Greenland. The Golden Dome is a higher version of Iron Dome. Because they know that any day, Russia can fire. Russia is very close to America. So the Golden Dome is supposed to protect America from any kind of, you know, attack. And I think it's also to secure Europe. Europe is very close to Russia. So the press plane, you know, Putin one time threatened UK. He says, I see. One bomb, I will clear the whole of UK. That small island, I will blow it out. Just one bomb. So you can just press one bomb from Russia. It will bomb. You will not see UK anymore on the map. So all the warfare now, all they are doing now, all Trump is trying to fight for is global security, and it's good. So, but it's just that he would have done it wrongly if he had gone to annex Greenland. He had the power to do so. But he have gone ahead without negotiation would have been wrong. And so he has changed his mind. They are negotiating and they are doing it the right way. Now, why Trump came in was to buy time. Believe me. If Hillary had entered, some of you don't know. Then talk to us of the last one that I don't want to mention her name. She will have been a stooge for what there are people they call globalists. You think that at times it's just one president is there. A president is there. It's just a stooge for some people. There are some people that are running this world. They are the ones that determine economy, determine things. There is one of them, I won't mention his name. He's old. He's almost 90. I've been wondering why he's still alive. He has been making money from war since Second World War. He's an Hungarian. But I think he's now an American. Some of you that knows, you know, world politics, well, you know what I'm talking about. He's still alive. He hates Trump. Because they are globalists. They are the ones behind all some of this LGBT stuff. They want to weaken the world, to rule the world. Yes. So all these things happening right now, you need to see it from the eye of the Spirit. They are buying time for the church. You know, during the time of Obama and Biden, they took Bible out of schools completely. So I'm showing you the way where policies can hasten the activity of debt.
Yes.
Policies. Just institute some policies for a period of 10 years. By the time a good leader will come, death will have ravaged souls. Ravaged souls. So that's why I'm saying that we don't have all the time. Ironically, much of God's people are still children. They don't even want to know anything of God's ways. But I know God is going to do it. How he's going to do it, I don't know. But God is going to just seal the church. Can we say amen? But there has to be a forerunner. Joseph should have gone ahead. I'm not feeling you. Who did I say should have gone ahead? Ask me why. There's going to be intense famine. So they have to separate Joseph. So that's why we are. Go and listen to my message many years ago, the house of Joseph. That's what we are there for. We are here to be ahead. Because famine is coming and it will be serious. By the time the famine is eating, it's not going to just eat the world, it's going to eat the church. People will be looking for bread. But by then, Joseph must be ready. Ounces of bread. Some of you, your families will become teaching centers. People will be hungry. I've seen it before in my visions. There was a time when we were in Amori House. I saw a vision. Thousands of people chasing me and Pastor Friday. Then I ran in. I said, Pastor Friday, attend to them. Pastor Friday, to the Lord, what to do? And they were shouting, blessing, 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 blessing. They were hungry, famished. They were looking for blessing. So the vision of this work is to be able to feed nations in the time of serious what? Famine. So if you don't like brethren here, now you are joking, because a time will come where we have to send brethren to your home. 120 people hosted 3,000 people. And they were increasing. So you say, Pastor, you don't know. I just mind. I need only. There's no time, sir. There's no time. They will laden you with responsibility. There's no honeymoon, sir. There's no honeymoon. One room is enough for honeymoon. Every other room is able to accommodate people that need to be fed. So we'll be having houses that are feeding centers. People will be hungry. So those days are coming. So all they are doing now is to prepare an ounce of Joseph for times of famine. May we be ready and prepared. Come begin to talk to God. We'll continue on Sunday. Continue on Sunday. Let's continue. Can we talk to God? Stand to your feet. Let us begin to thank Him. Let us begin to thank Him. Let us begin to thank Him. Let us begin to thank Him.
Words have spirit. Words of life has come unto you. Now is the season to walk in the things spoken. For more messages, visit our website at www.thecitygate.org. Stay blessed.